to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Yes, another Sunday here at the What Are You Reading comic book show. And man, probably going to have, this show going to be taken up by one, maybe two things. I don't know if I'm getting to a lot of news. If I can, I will. But after this weekend, it's going to be hard. So, thanks for joining me. If you're listening live to the What Are You Reading comic book show, I am your host, The Surfer. Here to talk comic book and comic book related stuff. And just sound like an idiot whenever I can while I'm on the mic. Yeah, I try. Anyway, if you want to join the conversation on Skype, you can just Skype me on... You can add me on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever. And, of course, you can listen in the chat room at rantemradio.com. You can listen live on Stitcher and TuneIn. Or you can listen to download Podbean, iTunes, and now on Amino, whenever I get around to posting and not being lazy. So, what's on with the box office real quick before we get into what broke the internet on Friday and still breaking the internet. Weekend box office. For the fifth week in a row, Black Panther reigns supreme, adding another $27 million to its domestic total of $605 million. It is the seventh movie to cross the $600 million mark. It is the first movie of its kind as far as series to cross $600 million. Now, once Avatar finally gets around to its sequels sometime in the next 10 years, then that'll count. But right now, it's just a standalone. Most movies that have crossed the $600 million mark has been either like team-ups like the Avengers or sequels like, you know, Fast and Furious, stuff like that. And it beat out Tomb Raider, which came in second place at $23 million domestic. Now, if you think that's a failure, not really. Now, its budget was $94 million, but overseas is doing pretty good so far. It's added $102 million foreign, so its worldwide total is $126 million. So for those who thought that the movie was a fail, well, you're going to get sequels because it's doing well worldwide. So get over it. It may become the most successful comic book, I mean, not comic book, game-based movie ever. this is comic book related, but it's science fiction-y and stuff. So, Wrinkle in Time drops down to fourth place with $16 million. Its domestic totals up to $61 million. It hasn't really opened up big overseas yet, so you have to keep an eye on it. It's only opened like 5 or 6 markets. So until it starts opening up some big overseas markets, we gotta see how that does. Peter Rabbit, the movie that's doing better than it should to a lot of people, is at it's in 7th place. So since it's an animated movie, kind of animated live action, if that's a genre, it's added 5.2 million after 6 weeks at the box office. It's domestic total is 102 million. It is the second highest domestic grossing movie of 2018 behind Black Panther. It has surpassed 50 Shades Freed or whatever the hell it's called. So, the little bunny that beats up on grown men is kicking ass in his own quiet way. Now, so, real quick, before we move on from Black Panther, this making its debut, it broke the $1 billion mark, and Black Panther joins Avatar and The Sixth Sense is the third film to top the weekend box office 5 straight weekends in a row in the last 19 years. Now, I do believe the all-time, leader and being number one consecutive weekends in a row, I still think that belongs to E.T. But, of course, E.T. made a lot of money in his day, but it wasn't making, this kind of money where it would make $100 million, $200 million a weekend, because, of course, movies didn't make that kind of money. But eventually, when it got to that point, it was like, wow, that's amazing. It made $100 million. It made $200 million. So, and now movies make this in a day or two, a weekend, so. And, let's see if Black Panther catches Avengers and Fast and Furious 7 in the domestic box office. We'll keep an eye on that. Now, I got a call coming in, so let me add him. And a friend of ours, friend of the show. See where he's at.
What's going on?
It's Doom. So, since you're on the phone, might as well get into it, because it broke the internet on Friday when it came out.
It broke me.
It broke you, huh? How did it break you?
Because I hope my man don't get killed if they follow a certain storyline.
Oh, man, death is coming. Death is coming. It's just a question whether it's permanent deaths or temporary deaths.
Yeah.
And you're lucky, there's certain characters missing, because they would die too, like your boy Doom, like he did in the original Infinity Gauntlet. Because he got greedy. He's supposed to be helping the heroes. He's like, nah, I'll steal this power for myself. And I was like, hell no. But I'm trying to bring up the trailer now so I can break it down. I'm not going to play the audio. Should have seen it by now. But it's some things I saw.
I'm a cool fan if you ain't seen it now.
Some things I saw in the trailer that I want to point out. And that's why I'm bringing it up so I can... Nah, that's not it. I think I clicked on the wrong trailer. So how have you been? How have you been getting along since Daylight Savings Time?
That doesn't bother me.
No? I like having daylight at night, Nice.
Yeah.
Just means... So, when the trailer starts, Hightower's calling in. When the trailer starts, I didn't notice it, you know, the first couple of times I watched it, but you see a little streak coming down the in the skyline. And you also see that in Doctor Strange's window. And what happened to Hightower? I had him in. And that's I believe that's the Hawk having been knocked back to Earth and coming to Earth like a comet. And then, like, you hear Gamora talking about Thanos, all he ever wanted to do is wipe out half the universe. Of course, that's taken directly from Infinity Gauntlet, because he thought that was the way of getting death to love him. You know, because, you know, most villains, their thing is, I just want to destroy everything. Thanos like, hell no. I'm not that crazy. I'll just take half. You know, it has to be some life. It has to be some balance. You can't just kill everybody. And that's why he puts together the gauntlet. And who knows? That seems like the reason why he's putting it together now. And you see Gamora talking. And oh, that shot when Thanos takes his helmet off. Does he not look real in that?
Yeah.
We lost the Hightower. What happened?
I don't know, man. It's like they pulled out all the stops for this movie.
I know. I'm going to see if he can come back. If not, he'll call in. Anyway, yeah, you know, there was a criticism with the last trailer that he didn't look as good as he did in, like, in those end credits when he showed up in the two Avenger movies.
Yeah.
But now he's looking all his purple badness. You thought Prince was the purple badness. Nah, it's Thanos. Then you see Spider-Man, and he's outside this school bus putting on his little mask, swinging under the bridge and everything to go into action. He don't have his full uniform. That's how
he was ready.
Mr. Hightower.
What's up? What's up?
And then, man, Iron Man, he turns into like a Rocket Man with his armor and shit. He's trying to catch the Thanos' ship. I don't know if Thanos' ship is, like, leaving because it got what it wanted, or he's trying to meet it as it's coming down to Earth. I can't make that out yet. But the shit looked badass how his armor changed up. And, of course, you saw Doctor Strange opening up the Eye of Agamotto. Now they look like everybody's going to Wakanda and shit. You got Cap and Black Widow and all them. And Panther, he got his people ready. It's like, yo, I got this. Don't worry about it.
Man, they already ready.
Sure, he's examining the vision, checking out how he's put together. And then you got the Guardians. Of course, I think they went back to Nowhere. And Nowhere looks like it's fucked up. Like,
yeah.
Because, you know, the Collector had one of the Infinity Stones. He had the Reality Stone.
Yeah.
And they probably went to go see to make sure it was okay. And
or it could be Nova.
What Nova?
Well, that could be wherever Nova's at.
Oh, you talking about Xandor?
Yeah, Xandor.
Nah,
yeah.
I think Xandor probably going to be so effed up that they probably won't be able to land on it. Because remember in the last trailer when you see that planet that looks all like it's inflamed? I think that's Xandor.
Yeah.
And then you get to finally the meanings of the Guardians and the Avengers. And Peter Quill talking shit, talking about, yeah, his plan sucks. Listen to me. I got this.
And I liked that part.
And Tony Stark, look, he's not even looking at his movie. He's like, who the fuck is he? Don't he know who I am?
Better than, Iron Man is a bitch.
But, you know, that's the thing. The thing is, both these guys, they used to barking orders and coming up with plans and everybody following it and shit. And now you got two guys like, wait a minute. I should be in charge. No, I should be in charge.
The man that have the most appearance around other planets should be in charge.
The man who what?
That's damn Captain America, damn it.
And Peter Parker's like, what the fuck is this? I'm just a kid. He got that look on his face like, y'all got to be kidding me, right?
Oh, did you see Thanos and Captain America?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
Now, this scene could be there on Titan, and I think they might get there with through the help of Doctor Strange, because you know he can just open up portals and they just step through that shit. Because it can't be Earth at this point, unless Thanos fucks up Earth so bad. And then you see all these
change the sun.
Then you see all these troops going in, getting ready to go into battle, and they just looking at each other like this may be it. You see the Hulkbuster stand up. You see Rhodey and Falcon just zoom past. Doctor Strange ready to go. Thor, I think he gonna build himself a new hammer, but they haven't shown that in the thing. You just see the lightning. And ships just crashing. Look at Thanos. Oh, he looked fucking badass, and he got his armor on and everything. It looked like they're doing a flashback scene when he took Gamora as a child and everything.
Yeah.
Because he's walking up, and the only person that seemed to step up to him was Gamora. He might have been impressed with that. He said, come with me, child. You're going to live while everybody else. I'm going to slaughter because I'm Thanos.
This dude was mad. Mm-hmm. But what is, now we need to know why is he doing, well, we know why he's doing it in the comics because of death and all that stuff.
But I heard they changed that for the movie.
So, but what is it for, though? They better make a good plot.
I think he's still infatuated with death.
But how, though? I don't know. Because if death was in this physical form, in a physical form in the comics, so.
Yeah,
they gotta sell that right.
I guess they're holding that back, which is good, because we don't need to know everything up front. But you see the way he's just squeezing Thor's hair? I think that's like early on when he
squeezed his hair like it was nothing.
Like a melon and shit, right? I think that's how Thor ends up in space and ends up on the Guardian's windshield. Like, he just likes to fuck it's away stolen. From me. And then you get to see the Black Order and shit. And Loki, too.
Yeah, Loki bitch ass.
Yeah, well, you know, he was working for Thanos since the first Avenger movie. So if you don't know who the Black Order is, like, it's that this is the order.
Corvus Glaive.
You got Corvus Glaive, that's his Ace Boon. And then
the old dude.
I don't know, he looks old, but you know,
he's real slimy looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, the smartest looking one.
No. That's somebody I'll get to.
No, Glaive's the one with the blade that appears.
Right. And then he got his main squeeze, Proxima Midnight. You're thinking of Ebony Maw. That's probably the smart one. He's supposed to be the one that can control people.
Yeah.
He's
supposed to be like a wizard.
You got Super Giant, and then you got like a Black Dwarf. Now, they probably are like the weakest. Like they're like the biggest, and they're probably the weakest out of them all.
Yeah.
Like in the Infinity Book, like Black Dwarf got his ass kicked so many times. Like Thanos was like, I'm sick of you. You got to go. He wasn't pulling his weight. But Proxima Midnight, she's no joke.
And she beat the hell out of Captain Marvel, right?
Well, she beat the hell out of Submariner. I forgot who else she beat up on, but she beat up on a lot of people. Now, in the last trailer, you see her throw her little spear and Cap catches it. Now, people think that someone's holding a weapon at Loki, but I look close enough. That's just Proxima Midnight holding her thing over her shoulder. She's not, like, threatening to kill Loki. You know Loki could bite the dust in this scene or
disappear.
Do you think they're gonna kill all the rest of the Asgardians?
Hell yeah, they did.
No, but
how they gonna save them? They showed up at the end, they did. Because all the people that are dead.
It's possible, but we'll see. I mean, they wouldn't do that. But the thing is, I think Loki's gonna play the role that Mephisto played in the original Infinity Gauntlet, like whispering in his ear, just trying to wait for an opportunity to siege power for himself. That would be a good role for him, huh?
Then they're going to kill him. Because I think Loki's time to meet his maker.
Well, Loki always finds a way to avoid death. Yeah. And then Thanos crushes the Tesseract because he wants the gem inside of it. But then you see them go into battle. You see, like, the Wakanda defenses up and everything. And, like,
about to get broken in.
The Outriders are just running into it like we don't care. We're going to bring this thing down. Because the thing about the Outriders, they only live to die. Like, you can't threaten them with death. That's what they're there for, to die.
To die, yeah. And something like putty.
You see the heroes working that's on this other planet. Like, Doctor Strange is helping Peter Quill jump over some cavern and stuff. And here's the part where Ebony Maw is fucking with Doctor Strange. That's straight out of Infinity. Because the first thing Ebony Maw did was take control of Doctor Strange and use him to manipulate the situation to his advantage. Mm-hmm. And it looked like he's fucking Doctor Strange over. And I don't think these, whatever's sticking out of his head, I don't think they're real.
I think it's it looks like the Mirrorverse shards.
It's something. I think it's something just, you know, to show that he's mentally, like,
yeah,
doing him in. And then, man, those Outriders jumped on that Hawk Buster. This is supposed to be a thing to take on the Hawk. And, like, a dozen of them jumped on it, took it down like it was nothing. But you know what's going to be the best part?
Hulk busting out of that joint.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm hoping they are. And the more harm he gets, the more powerful he gets.
Well, you know, this has been that Gladiator Hulk, so he should be stronger than, you know, and be able to fight better.
And Thanos is talking about, yeah, I hope they remember you. This is probably what could be when Tony Stark bites the dust, or somebody with Tony Stark. But the part.
Well, I'm hearing that Iron Man's supposed to be getting his arm ripped off or something.
Yeah, you can see it in the picture. He's sitting there, his armor's ripped to shreds.
I'm talking about arm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's possible?
Man, he about to get knocked out. We already saw him get knocked out with just a punch.
And then
Thanos hit him with a Superman punch.
And then
with the left though, like bam.
And then you got the scene where it's Thanos and Cap, and Cap is struggling against Thanos. You know, that's directly from Infinity Gauntlet, because after Thanos either killed or beat down everybody else, the only person left standing was Cap. Cap was like, look, as long as I'm standing, we got a chance. Then I was like, are you choking? Are you really, you of all people?
So it looked like Thanos was struggling a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
He looked at him like he was just like shocked.
I think he's about to smile.
You think he's about to smile?
Yeah, I think
he looked kind of shocked. Like he was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, go look at Cap. Cap is like, oh, I'm struggling. And then, of course, you know, it's funny. The last trailer, when you see them, like, running in a battle and then the Avengers logo come up, that trailer made it seem like, oh, okay, they're going to rally at the end and win the day.
Hell no, they about to get their ass
whooped. This trailer looks like, man, this is going to be the first time we're going to see a superhero movie where at the end of the movie, they gonna hang an L.
Somebody for sure dying. The first person they should kill off.
This is the Empire Strikes Back for the Marvel Universe.
It ain't gonna be like, oh, well, you know, we got a moral victory, or, oh, you know, we barely survived that. It's gonna be like, damn, man, we got an ass kicked.
People they should be killing off is people that's human, like, what's her name? Black Widow.
Say it again.
Black Widow is the first person that should be killed off the movie.
Why?
Because I hate her fucking character. I just don't like her.
I can see that happening. They killing Black Widow. You know why? That will set the Hulk off.
Now, of course, you get Spider-Man meeting Doctor Strange, which that's a symbolization of this universe finally coming together. Where you got all these diverse types of genres meeting in the same room, and you're like, wow, yeah. Really?
What's the name? Being hella mature. Mm-hmm. Well,
but the sorry,
Peter acting like a kid.
Well, he is a kid.
He is a kid, well. Acting like a, well, he is a teenager. Yeah. Being a teenager. Yeah.
But the part we see at, after the credits with Spider-Man is swinging through all that debris, that's something that's consistent with his character. While everybody else is you know, getting their ass whipped, he'd be like the last one to go down because of his unique abilities.
Unique abilities, yeah.
I don't, like, back in the 90s, there was a Guardians of the Galaxy series where they talked about the Martians invading Earth and, like, killing all the heroes. And they mentioned that the last hero to fall was Spider-Man. And he fought so long after everybody else was dead and gone that they didn't even bother to kill him. They just captured him and took him back to Mars. Because of his abilities to you know, his flexibility and his ability to dodge danger and everything. And I think you're going to see that in full display in this movie.
I feel like this is going to be a good movie. I think that it's not going to run for 3 hours. It's probably going to run for hours and 30 minutes.
No, no. It's going. They say it's the longest movie, but it's under 3 hours. It's more like 245, 250.
245, 250. So they're not having a part two then. They're naming that.
No, it's next year. It's going to be the part two.
Yeah, Avengers 4. And they're saying it's not a sequel, but I don't see how it won't be a sequel if at the end of this, people aren't left standing. I mean, it's not like Thanos is going to say, I win, and just going to go off, and then life goes on. It doesn't work
because
like that.
Don't they have to fight him with the Fendi guy? Like, they'll be fighting him. I think the next movie, it'll just be him and them fighting for like a fucking hour long.
Yeah, that's assuming it's going to take him all movie to get all the gems.
I think so. I think he's going to have all the gems. See, and then he's going to fight him.
I think he does.
I think that the trailer is deceiving. Because I think by the time he pulls up on Thor's ship, he's probably already got the power gem and the reality gem. And they're just like Thor's eye in the trailer, where it looked normal. I think they're, you know, digitally removing it. And who knows? He might already have the soul gem at that point.
Well, do you think that he? Okay, you ever saw the cartoon when they was fighting Thanos?
Which one's been plenty of them?
Oh fuck! It's the recent one. Oh, fuck, the most recent one they did. They've been showing it on.
You talking about Avengers Facebook? Assemble?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I watched it.
I think the next movie, that's what they're gonna do for like 2 hours long. We'll just be seeing Thanos versus the Avengers.
Who's left of the Avengers?
Who's left on his ship or out of space somewhere?
Well, the only reason why like the heroes was able to fight him in the Infinity Gauntlet was because Mephisto convinced him, was like, hey, yo, you know, if you really want to impress the devil, why don't you just like lower your powers down to the very bare minimum and kick their asses, and that'll, you know, but that was just so he could get the, you know, get it too.
And he will have the Infinity Stones. He will have all the Infinity Stones at the end of the movie.
Now, here's the thing. I'll get to go in a second. Here's the thing we might have to keep our eyes on. Nebula.
Yep.
Now, in the original book, Nebula showed up. Yeah, you know, hey, I'm your granddaughter, you know, even though she's supposed to be the daughter here. And she got fucked up by Thanos. But she was right there at the key moment to take the gauntlet from him and grab power for herself. And I wonder if she's going to do that in this series, too. Because that would allow the heroes to, you know, win the day. Because she didn't know what she was doing. Whereas, you know, Thanos, he knows what he's doing with the gauntlet. It's like... And then,
or Ant-Man could take it off.
No.
They're going to have Squirrel Girl coming in and whoop his ass.
Yeah.
the other thing is, like in Avengers 4, we don't know what cosmic beings they may bring to this movie to, you know, try to defeat him.
What about, Adam Warlock not even a part of the damn... Adam Warlock, he's there, but he ain't... He ain't there. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Well, like, he has to be in the next Guardians.
Guardians, yeah. That don't make no damn sense.
Well, the next Guardians ain't coming out to act in Avengers 4.
Yeah.
So I guess Thanos gonna get his ass whooped in the second and next movie.
We'll see. You never know.
But they not gonna end it. Well, they could. That'll be shocking if they ended at Thanos win.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you ever watch Skip and Shannon, and Shannon talking about his restaurant serve up hot L's and W's? Well, yeah, it's gonna be an L this time. I think they're going to be so demoralized, it's not even going to be funny. Now,
I think in the next movie, it's another L, and they just wait until the other Avengers come out.
No. They wouldn't do that.
Serve up two L's.
Nah, because it's supposed to be the closure of the thing. So.
Yeah, this is going to be the Avengers 4 is going to be the end of Phase 3.
Okay.
So, now, what I didn't know when they dropped the trailer that tickets were on sale Friday. And I'm like, oh, I find that they were on sale. And I'm like, oh, you know, I should probably be able to just roll up the day of and buy a ticket. And then I started checking, you know, I checked my Atom app, you know, like to see like if any seats available in certain theaters. Hell no. This thing it outsold Black Panther for the, it's one day ticket sale. The tickets have went on sale so fast Friday, it's not even funny.
I mean, yeah, because everybody gonna be getting them.
That depends on your area. I think here where I'm at, I'll be able to go, but I don't know if I'm gonna.
Oh, so they said it's gonna be 1 hour and 56 minutes.
No, it's gonna be longer than that.
No, it says 1 hour and 56.
That's, I mean, that can't be. No, that might be the.
Not 1 hour and 56. I mean, 156 minutes.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Let me see.
So 120 is 2 hours. 30, 40,
oh,
50.
Oh shit, it's already going. Let me buy my ticket now.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I had to like grab me a ticket. Cause I didn't want to be shut out for that opening night. And of course they having a fan event, which me, I can't spend $35 if it's not in IMAX. No way.
Well, see, they sold out already. For 7 o'clock, I think I ain't going to be able to do 7 o'clock.
Where you going? AMC, Regal, or someplace else?
No, I'll go to Cinemark, and then I'll do the D-Box. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess I'll do 10th. I guess I'll be there until 2 o'clock.
Well, yeah, the Adobe Theater. It's sold out for the most part, unless I want to sit in the front row, which I'm not going to do. And yeah, I'll check it out in Dolby like another day. But I had to get me an IMAX ticket. So,
are we going to have a special?
Of course. And it makes it now that they moved. I mean, unless there's a no, there wouldn't be no wrestling that weekend, right?
I don't. Nah, when's WrestleMania?
WrestleMania is weeks before opens up. Because usually, and also, I don't have to decide between Free Comic Book Day and seeing the movie since it's not on the same weekend anymore. But Marvel, yeah. Man, I tell you, they just sucker punching people with their trailers and their movies. They just like, yeah, I'll take the money. Want it. Yeah, I'm starting to think that
you think this is gonna cash Avatar?
That's the question I wanna ask. Can this movie beat our Avatar? Now
probably so.
Here's one of the problems why it may not catch Avatar. What happened with Avatar? It came out at a time where there was nothing to compete against it. So it stayed in the theaters for a good 8 to 10 weeks in IMAX alone. That's racking up a lot of money. That's the reason why Avatar is number one. Because it didn't have no movie to come behind it to take money from it.
Yeah.
This movie is going to have 2-3 movies opening up within weeks of its release. I mean, you're going to have the Star Wars movie, regardless of what people say, people are going to go out to see that. The week before that is, which movie is that? Deadpool. What you say?
Is it Deadpool?
Yeah, you got Deadpool. Oh, so you heard the word about Deadpool, right?
It's not that good.
Yeah, the early word is it's not screening well. They doing a lot of reshoots.
Okay, we'll see.
Now, of course, and
if the reshoots don't fucking work, I told you, you can't judge whoever goes there that don't fucking know.
Well, you know, it was a different director, and you know, he didn't.
Oh, around. Different director. Okay.
So, and, you know, who knows? Yeah. I mean, we can only cross our fingers that it'll be worth watching.
Yeah. Along as it's worth watching, I'm about to get my shit right now. As long as it's worth watching, I'm cool with that.
Speaking of Marvel, in a couple of weeks, I'll be going to see the Marvel Universe live with my kids.
Oh, that's cool.
Have you seen it?
I never got a chance to see it. It's like it just left here like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I will let you know. But it looks pretty cool, man. It's like Spider-Man and all of them flying and flipping around.
Yeah.
Fire.
Uh-oh, here comes the man himself. Here he comes.
Tony.
Oh, my God. Tony C. Talk about your boy Thanos.
Damn right. Nose coming through.
See, this is a true
Thanos. Crushing people's heads.
This is a true Thanos mark. And you're proud to admit that, aren't you?
That's right.
So, Tony C., you gonna go to Toys R Us if they got that before go out of business to get you your Infinity Gauntlet for half price?
I'm gonna have to go get, because you know my birthday a week from Monday. I might have to scroll on in there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about grabbing me and try to get me a gauntlet to take to the theater and look like an idiot.
And I want to say props to Mr. Hightower for predicting that Captain America might die, because my boy knows we're going right at him. You know what I'm saying? So, and shout out to that wizard dude that made Doctor Strange look like Pinhead and that.
Ebony Maw.
Didn't see that one coming.
You know, I've been.
Y'all better get y'all tickets now. It's whew.
Listen,
over here in California.
Anything that says a spoiler as far as who's dying, I run from it. Cause I don't want to know in advance who's gonna die. I wanna be genuinely shocked when I see these deaths happen on screen. And it's just.
I think
Cap. I don't want Cap to die though.
That's how I think Cap got the Soul Stone in him. So I think he's gonna have to die.
I don't
rip it out of him.
I really think Thanos probably. I think that was the one stone he already had from the beginning. And he just needs to get his hands on
the one that was in the middle.
No, the middle one is I believe that's where the
power. I'm talking about the middle, the down one, that not because you know it's the four going across, and then there's the one in the middle.
Yeah,
and then
that
the one
big
on the
one
top
in the middle, that's supposed to be the power stone. And then there's the thumb one. So
that's the soul stone.
I don't know. We haven't seen it. We don't know.
Yeah, well, nobody knows what the soul. Some people are trying to say it's the vibranium mound.
No. Now we see him put one stone onto his gauntlet. I'm saying there's already one stone on there. That might be it. That might be the soul stone already on there.
Yeah,
I'm offended.
Or it could have been the other one from Xandar.
Yeah, that's the power stone.
That's the power stone. That's the purple one. I'm offended that that Tony Stark actually made them take Vision to Wakanda so Thanos them can come mess up Wakanda. See, that's racial profiling.
No,
that's racial bias.
America's the one that tell them to say
they have the most.
No, he needs to stay in New York. Let him mess up New York. Mm-hmm.
New York already got messed up.
Yeah, New York is already getting messed up.
They keep getting messed up. Why they got to go to Wakanda for?
And come on, they dropped a hawk on New York. How bad can it be? I mean, that's as bad as it gets.
But do you see how when Thanos come to get Vision,
yeah,
it better work something out.
Do you see any other country with a force field like Wakanda has?
Doom country.
Yeah, ain't no Doom country in this universe yet.
Look, Thanos is gonna be able to get through that force field. I'm sorry. And did you see how he almost squished Thor's head like a grape?
Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I'm not playing with y'all. On
exactly. Like, yo, I'm not playing with y'all. Y'all better give me these damn stones.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of those scenes where, like, the entire Black Order just, like, pound on Thor at one time. You know?
You gotta get that hammer.
Yeah. And the Collector gonna die, because I saw that in the,
Yeah, that's
that scene is out, though.
That's something from Thanos' quest, where, like, when he was getting the gems, he was taking on the elders. So the only elder he has to take on is the Collector.
What about the other Grandmaster?
The Grandmaster don't have a gem, so it doesn't matter.
You sure?
What was in the
I think they would have shown it in Thor.
He's too busy living with that white dude that was hanging with Thor. He done moved in with him. Yeah. Grandmaster on Earth, man. He ain't got time to be messing around with no Thanos.
The spaceship and having space orgies and stuff.
So my question is the movie going to end with the snap, or is it going to snap and then we get a little bit more into the movie and then it's going to end?
Well, that's a good question. Who knows? Who knows?
That's what has my intrigue.
I'm hoping to try to stay as surprised as I can. Like, I like looking at trailers, but once all these clips come out where they show you, like, full scenes, I stay away from that. Because, I want some genuine shock and surprise. And
I was impressed by that flashback scene with him and Gamora. That was like, oh, okay.
Hold
on a
second.
They're going to give a little backstory on that.
Y'all keep talking. Hold on.
Yeah. They're going to give a little backstory on that. But they're going to talk about how he left him like a redhead stepchild, too.
Yeah. Tell him to get
gotta back. Go get both sides.
Yeah. Nebula be there. Like, no, you get the back. Gamora
exactly.
Sitting in the front.
Well, with Nebula in that scene.
You gotta sit in the front.
Yeah, they ain't showing Nebula no love in none of the trailers. Has she even been seen?
Nope.
I haven't seen her, Hawkeye, or Ant-Man.
Well, Hawkeye, she's gonna be the running.
Hawkeye gonna fucking guess.
Hawkeye did what with Ronin?
No, he's supposed to be Ronin.
Man, he about to die.
You know, when he went undercover, he became Ronin. He was like, he was using swords and stuff.
Oh, another. Okay.
You remember the new Avengers? Yeah, Alter Ego.
Gotcha. Like how Cap is Nomad Cap now.
Yeah. Man, the one you need to be worried about is Don Cheadle or be War Machine.
Oh, man. Don't do War Machine like that.
All those secondary characters going to get their ass whooped.
Him and the Falcon going to make it. Him and the Falcon going to make it.
And the Winter Soldier. Because, you know, we can't call him by a slave name no more. I heard he's the White Wolf.
He went
to damn Wakanda. He lost his slave name.
Well, you know he came out that hut. Looking crazy.
Surprisingly, braid his head. That's what they needed to do was braid his head. If he came out that hood, he should have some.
Cool. I mean, but T'Challa's sister did fix him. So you know, she the brains of the operation.
Now something happened to Shuri. We gonna get up.
You know,
it's gonna be a riot.
A lot of people pointing this out in the trailer. Like when Cap and Black Widow walk up and get greeted by the Black Panther. Well, the one bodyguard from Civil War was standing there, and she got the look on his face like she's looking at Black Widow like, bitch, you lucky I don't have to whip your ass this time.
Like, we got to deal with these motherfuckers again?
I'm gonna, you know.
Now, I got
don't need to die. I'm sick and tired of seeing that woman's face.
Listen.
Just go.
Fellas, sorry, something's come up and I got to end the show. Now, I'm going to come back on the air later when I come back to finish it off. Anybody going to be around later on tonight?
Okay, just message, send a message out or something. Okay.
Yeah, send a message out and then I'll call back in.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, folks, thanks for tuning in. And, you know, well, there'll be more to the show later. All right, everybody. Thanks. Peace out.